Wednesday evening, welcome to Atrium Health Ballpark. as we get set for game two of this six-game series between the Down East Wood Ducks and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Hello, everyone. Sean Fox here tonight filling in for Dan Haloti. Last night, 4th of July packed ballpark. Down East spoiled a little bit of the fun, picking up a 4-2 victory in this series opener. The Cannonballers will look to bounce back tonight, even up this series on a post 4th of July. Hope everyone enjoyed the holiday yesterday, the fireworks, wherever you may have been. Tonight, Drew McDaniel, right-hander, gets a start on the mound for Kannapolis. Here's a lineup he will face for Down East. It's turned in a moment ago by manager Carlos Maldonado. Cam Colley is going to lead it off. Tommy Speck, Ian Moeller to follow. Later, Figueroa will bat in the cleanup spot. Griffin Cheney will be over at first. Connor Pioto, 4, 5, and 6 there. JoJo Blackman, Zion Bannister, and Andre Mesa will round out. McDaniel comes into tonight's action 3-5 on the year. 11th start, 13th game of the season. ERA just under 4.5, 4.44 coming in. 27 runs, 24 earned over 48-plus innings of work. Right at a hit per inning, 48 as well. As he is set to face Cam Colley to lead things off. Third time, McDaniel will face the Wood Ducks here this evening. We are set on a warm, humid night at the ballpark. First pitch on the way upstairs. 7:04, our first pitch. 88 degrees, feels like 94 here at the ballpark. First one caught top of the strike zone. Second one there is upstairs. Counts even at a ball and a strike. Colley 0-for-4 last night with a walk strikeout. Did get thrown out on the base paths. Drops a bunt down there. McDaniel fielding his position. Close play at first. They got him. One gone. Colley testing McDaniel early on there with the bunt. That'll bring up Tommy Specht. Speck 0-for-4 with a walk and run scored in last night's ballgame. Last time out here for McDaniel over in Fayetteville last week. Picked up the win, 6 innings of 2-hit shutout baseball, 5 strikeouts. First pitch swinging to Speck, driving it deep out into right, just shy of the track. Drake Logan is there, fighting the sun a bit to haul it in. Quickly, 2 gone. Defensively for the ballers tonight, outfield left to right, Chris Lanzilli, Logan Glass, Drake Logan there in right field making the catch. Bryce Willits, Wilbur Sanchez, Javier Mora, Jonagher Betancourt, third to first, Juan Gonzalez catching behind the plate tonight for Drew McDaniel. Ian Moeller in from the right side. First pitch you will see on this Wednesday night is in for a strike, nothing in one. Moeller 0-for-3, a walk and run scored last night. Down East got the job done with just 5 hits on the board. No speed there, misses. 5 hits for Down East, but they took advantage of 4 Kannapolis errors. A couple of them there in the top of the 6th inning when they took a 3-2 lead with their 3-run frame. 1-1, slow chopper, left side, tough play. Not in time. Heck of a play there by Bryce Willits. Did all he could to get there, get rid of it. But Moeller beating it out for the Wood Ducks' first hit of the ballgame. And he continues now for Glader Figueroa. Figueroa did not play in last night's ballgame. Hitting in the cleanup spots. First pitch misses up and away for ball number one. Season series for these two, deadlocked right at 5 each. 10 games in. Second game of this 6-game series here at Kannapolis. Figueroa out in front of the breaking ball there. 1-1. First trip to Kannapolis this season for Down East. They'll do it again in early August to round out this entire season series. 1-1 just missed upstairs. 229 average for the Wood Ducks third baseman. Seven bombs on the year. 2-1, another slow chopper right side. McDaniel there will handle it himself. He fields two of the three outs in the inning. Works around the two-out hit by Muller. To retire the side. Nothing on the hit. A runner left on. Bottom of the first. Coming up. Ballers to the plate. When we come back, you're listening to Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Upstairs for ball number one. Drake in four games out of the Arizona Complex League went 2-1 with a 3.09 ERA in two of those four starts. Misses there up again. 2-0 to Camaletti. 1-for-4, single and run scored in last night's ball game. 2-0 and four of the strike. 2-1, Camaletti. Over at second base most nights, getting the DH call here on this Wednesday night. And gets hit with that one up and in. All speed at 81 miles an hour. Camaletti will reach on the hit-by-pitch. Leadoff man aboard here for the Ballers in the home half of the first. Wilmer Sanchez will stand in. Bryce Willits will follow. Jonaker Betancourt, Chris Lanzilli, Logan Glass, 4, 5, and 6. Drake Logan, Juan Gonzalez, Javier Mora will round things out against the left-hander. Perhaps some nerves there for Drake. First pitch on the way, showing bunt there. You see Sanchez fouling it straight back to the screen. Nothing in one. Drake, 6'5", 220. Out of Orem, Utah, 11th round draft pick by the Rangers last season. Draft right around the corner for all of these teams. 79 there on the gun, misses up and away, 2-0. Sanchez 1-for-2, single and walk scored last night. Mentioned Down East's 5 hits in their win. Kannapolis put 7 on the board. Couldn't quite get it together defensively there in that 6th inning. Shallow right field, that's Andres Mesa making the catch. Sanchez is retired, one gone. Well, Drake did not pitch in any ball games last year after being drafted from Walter State Community College. First pitch fouled out of play to the left. Nothing and one. A lot of pitching by these college guys. You'll see them get drafted here the next week or so. You'll see a handful not pitch just because of the sheer amount of innings they rack up. There's a breaking ball in the dirt down to second. Camilletti on the wild pitch. Canapolis with their first runner in scoring position. You see those college guys come to the minors. They've thrown so much during the college season. Some of them get to the College World Series. You're playing into late June anyway. You just do some complex work. Kind of learn the minor league ropes before you get thrown into the fire, so to speak. There's a strike on the outside corner. Willits trailing here at a ball and two strikes. 2.11 average on the year. Three homers, 14 knocked in this season. Kim Conley, the shortstop, quickly coming in to have a chat with Drake. Counting as one of the Wood Ducks mound visits. Of course, keeping track of all sorts of things now. Another breaking ball in the dirt. Another one that gets away from Moeller. Down to third goes Camilletti. So a hit by pitch and back-to-back wild pitches as the Ballers 90 feet away from their first run of the night. A good start for Canapolis. 40-35 on the year, 5-5. Here's the second half of play, enters the second week. Willits there down on strikes, chasing one up and out of the zone. First strikeout for Drake. Two gone now. Jonker Betancourt dig in from the right side. Betancourt 1-for-4, single and strikeout in last night's ball game. Looking for a two-out RBI right here in the first. Top of the strike zone there at 80 miles an hour. Nothing and one. That's what we've seen so far from Drake here. Oh, the off-speed stuff. There's another one. That one's snapping down in the zone. Quickly, Betancourt trails nothing and two here. O2 fouled back. 2.11 average for Betancourt coming into today. Canapolis, middle of the pack, hitting on the year. This one down the left field line. Camilletti jogging in from third. It's an RBI double for Betancourt. 1-0 Cannonballers. The hit by pitch and two wild pitches does indeed come back to get Drake right here as Betancourt comes up with the RBI double. Double number 4 on the year. RBI number 15 for Betancourt. Here comes Chris Lanzilli, Baller left fielder. He goes after the first pitch. Nothing and one. Lanzilli hitting 273. Played his college ball out at Arkansas. Got to see him play in college up close and personal. Down in the count here, nothing in two as that one's fouled back. 273, no homers, 5 RBI. .625 pounder. Fouls another one off. Of course, Arkansas has had so much success in the college ranks. Not so much this past season. But the Razorbacks' track record speaks for itself. Oh, two. That one's lined back up the middle. Betancourt touches third on his way to the plate. Not in time, throw back down to second. Vanzilli and standing, RBI single, 2-0. So just what it looked like, Cole Drake may escape this first inning after the strikeout of Willits put two outs on the board. Well, he's given up the RBI double to Betancourt. RBI single back up the middle there by Lanzini. We'll have a meeting on the mound for the second time here in this bottom of the first. As I mentioned just a moment ago, Knapple's coming in 5-5 here in the second half of the season. Tied with Charleston in the standings, both just a game behind Augusta and Columbia. The South Division, Down East, who won the first half, 37-24. They're in the top spot, picking right up where they left off, 7-3 here in the second half, a game clear of Delmarva. Down East has their playoff ticket punched already for September. There's the first pitch to Logan Glass upstairs for ball number one. Glass hitting a 205. Four bombs, 18 driven in on the season. Goes after the high fastball there. Counts even now at a ball and a strike. Kannapolis was in that first half race in the South Division. To say Myrtle Beach got hot would be an understatement. Here's a shot down the left field line. Going back there is Zion Bannister. He looks up. He's out of room. It's gone. A two-run bomb. Logan Glass doesn't need his RBI number 19. He'll add number 20 to it on his fifth long ball of the year. And it's a four-run start for Kannapolis. All the damage here with two outs. Here comes Drake Logan, the seventh hitter in this Kannapolis lineup tonight. Takes the first pitch, fastball in for a strike, nothing in one. Cole Drake to Drake Logan, fouling it back here. Nothing in two again. Drake on the mound. A strike away from getting out of the inning. Fouls this one off of Vian Muller there behind the dish. Staying alive, nothing in two. Kannapolis taking advantage early here tonight. They had their chances last night. We'll talk more about that once we get into the home half of the second, as Logan goes down on strikes. But a good start for the Ballers. Two out damage, four runs on three hits. No errors, nobody left on base. Ballers were a triple shy of the cycle there as a team in the opening frame. Off to the second we go. 4-0 Kannapolis here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Thank you.
Sean Fox with you on this Wednesday night. Four spot for the Ballers there in the first. It was Drew McDaniel, a little bit of breathing room there on the mound. Got around a two-out single in the first. Griffin Chaney will lead it off. And a throw over from Willis at third. Makes it a one pitch, one-out start to the second. Connor Piotto, the designated hitter tonight for Down East, will dig in. We're talking about the Cannonballers in that first half race in the South Division. Myrtle Beach getting red hot. I think they won 10 in a row or something crazy. It's hard to do, especially in these six-game series. First pitch here to Piotto in for a strike. Did not play last night. Did the Wood Ducks designated hitter. 288 average with a homer and 15 driven in. There's another strike. Quickly nothing in two. Kannapolis has kind of run through a gauntlet of a schedule here as of late in the first half, begin the second. Boy, there's a screwball off the end of the bat. Another nice play by Willits. Two gone on four pitches for the right-hander Drew McDaniel. These two teams got together for a seven-game series after opening weekend saw the Sunday finale get rained out back on April 8th. Kannapolis took four of those seven games, and that kind of started their gauntlet. Breaking ball here into JoJo Blackman for a strike. Nothing in one. He was 0-for-3 with a walk last night. You had Down East, then Myrtle Beach, who won the first half here in this South Division. Then you had a nice four-day break. But that's upcoming after this series. I jumped ahead of myself with the MLB All-Star Game coming up next week. Little blooper down the line. Willits will run out of room as it bounces up into the picnic area here at the ballpark. Still nothing in two. Second half started with Myrtle Beach. First three games ended the half. Second three games of that series started the second half. Last week, the Ballers split the six-gamer over in Fayetteville. Well, Down East took 2-of-3 at Salem and 4-of-6 against the Mudcats. Little bloop shot here will drop into left. Second hit for Down East in this ballgame, both coming with two outs. And he continues now for Zion Bannister. Bannister 2-for-4, two of the five hits last night for the Wood Ducks. A couple of singles, RBI, stolen base mixed in as well. .6'3", 189-pounder from Nassau in the Bahamas. First pitch here just misses in for ball number one. Don't hear of too many guys coming out of the Bahamas when it comes to baseball. Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Venezuela. Runner takes off. Pitch downstairs. I don't think Gonzalez could get a good grip on the baseball. It was a great jump by Blackman down there at first base anyway. He's now at second. .14th stolen base of the season there for Blackman. Trying to make something happen here with two outs. Trying to get one of those four runs back. Breaking ball there misses. as well. Quickly, 3-0. Nassau. Beautiful country there. Great place to vacation. The beaches, a lot of cruise ships. Paradise Island. Nice place to walk around. And speaking of walk, there goes Bannister down to first. So now it's first and second with two outs. Andres Mesa, the second baseman, will stand in. 0-for-1 is a late entry into the ballgame in last night's ballgame. First pitch here from McDaniel. Outside, Gonzalez there popping up towards first. Thought about trying to backpick Bannister. No throw made. Mesa, 178 average on the year. Does have a couple of homers. It's one swat fairly deep out in the left center. Logan Glass just shy of the track. Nearly 400 feet away, able to track it down and retire the side. Wood Ducks put up a bit of a threat. McDaniel able to get around it with two outs here in the second. No runs on a hit. Two runners left on base. Inning and a half complete. 4-0 Kannapolis. Sitting and watching Ballers Baseball here on Valley Live. For Cole Drake, away from Arizona in the Complex League. Got some nerves getting to him there in the first. Almost got out of it without any damage done as Gonzalez goes after the first pitch, fouling it back, nothing and one. RBI double, RBI single, the two-run homer to Logan Glass. Quickly rewriting the bottom of the first. That off-speed pitch just misses to Gonzalez. Ball and a strike. Gonzalez, no action in last night's ball game. 273 average, 6-for-27 as he enters his ninth game in a Baller uniform. Two balls and a strike now. Drake up over 30 pitches in this ball game so far. 3-1. Kannapolis hitting .233 as a team coming into tonight. Fifth best here in the Carolina League. What's gotten it done for down east is their pitching staff leading the league with an ERA just under 3, 2.99. Fastball there misses in. Ballers have the leadoff man aboard for the second consecutive inning. Second baseman Javier Mora to the plate. Solid numbers here for the Down East pitching staff. 2.99 ERA, leading with their 44-27 record. Best here in the league entering tonight's play. First pitch here to Mora, popped up first base side. Griffin Cheney with a brief chase. It's up in the seats, second row behind the Baller dugout. Just 205 earned runs, 255 total here in 617 innings this season. Fastball there, high strike. I don't think Mora agreed. Quickly down to the count here, nothing and two. 735 strikeouts as a team coming into tonight. Pretty good as well. This one's fouled back as Moore will stay alive. .174 average for Mora, 14th game. 8 for 50 at the plate. Homer's 5 runs driven in. With Cheney holding on Gonzalez there at first base. Mora has a rather large hole to hit to on the right side of the infield if he can poke one that way. Of course, easier said than done. Looked like he tried to, but he tipped it into the mitt of Mueller behind the plate. Third strikeout already for Cole Drake. Fittingly enough, just what we're talking about with all the strikeouts. He had two there in the first, one here in the second. Turn the lineup over. Mario Camilletti, who started that first inning, stands in. He was hit by a pitch. Up on that right shoulder. Fastball there upstairs. Camilletti with the hit by pitch. Then he moved around the bases on a wild pitch twice. Down to second, down to third, and came in on Betancourt's RBI double down that left field line. Here's a snap throw to first. Boy, had that throw from Mueller been on the fair side of the bag, that would have been a lot closer. Cheney having to snag it in foul territory, then sweeping that left arm all the way around to try and hang out Gonzalez. Hitters count here, 2-0 for Camilletti. Oh, another toss over. Just one stolen base for Gonzalez in his previous 8 games. And perhaps that's what's messing up a little concentration here from Cole Drake. 3-0 now on Camilletti. Of course, left-hander looking right at Gonzalez over there at first base. Kind of in a similar spot as he was in that first inning. Foul back over our heads, 3-1. After he hit Camilletti in that first inning, he got a pop up to second and a strikeout to put two outs on the board before things kind of unraveled there for about a 10-minute span. Here's a breaking ball, laced right back up the middle. Big turnaround second for Gonzalez on his way to third. They got him. Nice throw by Tommy Specht out there in center field. So that, for now, a big play in this second inning. Single for Camilletti, advancing down to second. There's an 8-5 put out over there at third base. Two gone now for Wilbur Sanchez. Sanchez popped it up to second base. That's Andres Mesa's territory. Actually out in shallow right field when he made the catch. .220 average for Sanchez. Strike there around the letters, nothing in one. Couple of homers, 24 runs driven in. Sanchez has enjoyed Down East as an opponent this season as he fouls the 0-1 pitch back. 10 games, Sanchez hitting 323 with a homer and 6 RBI. Only baller to have played in double digits against the Wood Ducks this season. Game number 11 of the season series here tonight. Little looper out into left. Charging in is Bannister to make the catch. That will retire the side. Drake does get around a little threat here in the baller second. No runs, hits. One runner left on base. Two in the books. 4-0 Kannapolis. This is the Ballers Baseball Network on Bally Live. Speck and Ian Muller. So far, so good for Drew McDaniel through the first couple of frames. A couple of two-out hits is all. And the right-hander has surrendered so far to the North Division's best team this season. Colley after the first pitch. Fouls it back out of play. Nothing in one. Tried to bunt his way on there in the first. Right about 30 minutes ago when this game got underway. McDaniel equal to the task there to throw him out. 0-1 in for a strike, nothing and a 2. 238 average for Colley. 7 homers, 32 knocked in. Pretty good for in the leadoff spot here tonight. Tied for the second most on the team this season. Fastball there from McDaniel upstairs. Ball and 2 strikes. Colley playing in all 10 games against Kannapolis this season. Gets rung up on strike 3. That'll dip his 162 average against the Ballers this season. A couple of points lower. That's first strikeout for Colley on the night. Going for Tommy Specht. Back 0-for-1, he flew out to Drake Logan out there in right field back in the first. Deep fly ball, just shy of the track. Sends one that way again. Can Logan get to this one? No, he can't. Short hops the wall, standing at second base is Specht with a one-out double. Nearly identical to his fly ball back a couple of innings ago. This one results in his 4th double of the season. Just 1 extra base hit in last night's ball game. One of those 12 hits. It did belong to Down East. Ian Muller stands in now. He had the first of three hits for Down East. A little infield single to third. One of those slow rollers off the end of the bat. Bryce Whitlitz did everything he could for the ballers. And Muller was able to beat it out. Check swing right on top of the plate. It's a fair ball. Down to third goes Specht as Muller is tagged out right there at home plate. Plate umpire Travis Brewer right there on top of the call. It was on top of the plate. Then it did roll just a couple of inches max out in front of home plate there. That is a fair ball. Fortunate break there for Kanapolis. Nearly a double play, too. If Specht hesitated at all out there at second, he could have been thrown out over there at third base. So the old-fashioned two unassisted putouts of Muller. Later, Figueroa stands in. He tapped one back to McDaniel on the mound in the first. First pitch misses for ball number one. That one catches the corner. One and one. May hear the breeze kick up a little bit. Wind blowing from right to left here at the ballpark tonight. Some rain clouds nearby. Typical July weather, pretty much all around the country, it seems like, especially down here in the southeast. 1-1 misses 2-1. Figueroa now a 2.28 average. Down a point after that first inning at bat. Takes a strike. Counts even at 2-2. .219 average. Couple of homers. 5 knocked in against Kanapolis this season. Got a bit of a break there. Looked like strike 3 from upstairs, but instead, Figueroa will get to see one more pitch as the count runs full, 3-2. See what McDaniel comes up with here. Off speed, had him out in front, but he got just enough of it to stay alive. We'll do it all over again. Down East has put a hit up in each of their three trips to the plate here tonight. First two were with two outs. Specht's double there came with one out, but he's still standing 90 feet away. And we'll trot in right here on the RBI single to right by Figueroa. Line drive out into right. Wood Ducks are on the board. It's a 4-1 game here in the third. Griffin Cheney, Down East first baseman to the plate, 0-1. Rounded out to Willits at third, back in the second. Nice lead from Figueroa over there at first base. He'll head down to second. That one between the legs of Gonzalez, but it took some dirt with it along the way. Wild pitch. Figueroa down to second base. And another base hit here could potentially cut this lead in half. Another off-speed pitch in the dirt. Gonzalez able to knock this one down, 2-0. Of course, Down East won the first half, so they'll be in the playoffs here in mid-September, September 12th. 14th and 15th is when that best of three division series will play out. Of course, they're leading the second half, as we mentioned earlier. Fastball there, strike 2-1. Down East and Myrtle Beach winning the first half. Second half, champs will face them in that series. Tell you about the advantage in just a moment. There's the breaking ball, swung and miss, 2-2. First half champ will host two of those three games. So Down East will be on the road for that opening game on September 12th. And then we'll host whoever it is the 14th and 15th. Another 2-2 from McDaniel, right down the middle, strike three. McDaniel starts and stops this third inning with called strike threes, but Down East gets on the board in between. One run on a couple of hits, the RBI single by Figueroa gets the Wood Ducks on the board. He's stranded out at second. We've played 2.5. Kannapolis leads at 4-1. This is the Ballers Baseball Network on Bally Live. Of Health Ballpark as we go to the home half of the third. Kannapolis will send up the beefy part of the lineup. 3, 4, and 5. Bryce Willis, Jonaker Betancourt, and Chris Lanzelli. About the breeze kicking up. It's kicked up a bit more here as we go to this bottom of the third. Willis in from the left side. Shows bunt, pushes one down that third baseline, but a hair foul. He will come back and do it again. Talked about the typical summertime storms around these parts. Usually they move one way, east to west, north, south, south, north, whatever the weather pattern to it. This is always the fun weather pattern where it just builds, sits on top of you, and doesn't move. There's a nice lightning bolt. Crowds out there in left field. You heard the thunder. Breaking ball in for a strike. Nothing in two. Time called here by Willits. Probably to try and rest the heart rate just a little bit. That was nearly mid-pitch. 0-2 up and away. Ball and two strikes. Willits, one of three strikeout victims for Cole Drake. Had the big hit for the Ballers last night with the two-run single in the third. Lines one hard out to left. That's over Bannister's head and off the bottom of the wall. Willits, for a moment, thought about third, but wisely holds up at second with a leadoff double. Beth Gort to the plate. Strike there off in the distance. Always a fun time of year, but you know what? For the perfect weather we had last night for the 4th of July, a packed ballpark here. Beginning of the year, you'd kind of trade that if you really had to. First pitch on the way to Betancourt. Down through the legs of Mueller to the backstop. Down to third. It was Willits. That's the third wild pitch served up by Cole Drake here tonight. And two against Mario Camilletti. Allowed him to score the first run of the night. And now Willits is 90 feet away from the Ballers, looking to get that run back that Down East just put up in the top of the third. Good swing there by Betancourt. Just comes up empty there on the fastball, 1-1. 220 average for Betancourt. RBI double back in the first to get the ballers on the board. Campoletti around, started that four-run, two-out rally. Here comes the 2-1. That one fouled back out of play. Betancourt now over 240 on the year at the plate against the Wood Ducks. Seventh game for him. Three RBI now against this Down East ball club. And another RBI to his total. Lines one out into center field. Willett scores. Ballers get the run back. It's 5-1. Betancourt halfway to the cycle through two at-bats. Chris Lanzilli will stand in. He picked up the RBI single back in the first. That drove in Betancourt, that two-out rally. First pitch here. Just inside for ball number one. Boy, you start to look back now in that first inning. Cole Drake got the strikeout of Bryce Willis to put two outs on the board. Nearly got out of it. If he does, then you start to wonder now, even though it's early and only in the third inning, what might have been so far. Strike there to Lanzilli. Evens it up at a ball and a strike. Fastball way up in the zone, 2-1. Nice crowd here at the ballpark for a Wednesday night. Of course, nearly 6,000 here last night for the 4th of July. Down East spoiling the fun for the ballers. There's a healthy hack and a 2-1 offering from Lanzilli, 2-2. After this homestand, the ballers are gone for almost 2 weeks. Fastball there, up and in. Count runs full, 3-2. After the series wraps up on Sunday, then everyone's got 4 days off, Monday through Thursday, with the MLB All-Star festivities taking place out in Seattle. There's ball four to Lanzilli as he draws the walk. Down to second, Betancourt. Cole Drake running into some issues here. Still nobody out as Logan Glass will stand in. Normally every Monday off for these ball clubs.
Oh yeah, you better go talk to him.
Stoppage in play right here. But even this past week, with July 3rd falling on a Monday, July 4th, of course, last night on a Tuesday, the biggest attended nights of the year for minor league teams. Teams haven't had an off day since last Monday and Tuesday, back towards the end of June. Well, that's all for Cole Drake here tonight, as Down East will make a call to the bullpen. We'll step aside. Ballers got the run back. Woody scored there in the top of the third. They lead it 5-1. First and second, nobody out when we come back. This is the Ballers Baseball Network on Bally Live.
It's gotta be Willis, it's more than one, it's incredible. I heard heard about that throughout, and it's going to work throughout the whole park. Whatever he comes up to his way, there I was. It's Martin Kimmel that he's going to do as well. So I'm pop off and drop it. I think that Saul Max is going to sit out there, and you know, it's first, but you know what? It's not two times a one.
It's good to get better. It's awesome to go to the South Sea back years. Like, look at last year, I had a couple of games here, two walked up to you.
Thank you, Nature of Health Ballpark. Sean Fox with you. Bottom of the third in progress. Bombers have forced the Wood Ducks into their bullpen here tonight. Ty Winyard, the Australian from down under, takes the mound. He's got Logan Glass as his first contestant. Glass with a two-run bomb back in the first to cap off that four-run frame. Big healthy cut here at the fastball, nothing and one. Class at 211 now after his fifth homer of the year, RBI 19 and 20. Fastball there outside. Count runs to a ball and a strike, couple of more. Ducks on the pond here right now. Third appearance for Winyard against the Ballers this season. No runs ahead over those three innings. Did have five strikeouts over those nine outs recorded. There's a fastball on the inside part of the plate. It's one and two. And as I look out toward left field behind some of the downtown buildings here in Kannapolis, you can see the raindrops. Never a good sign. 1-2 here, down and away. Count evens up at 2-2. You're 0-1 this season. 1.42 ERA, making his 12th appearance of the season. 25 strikeouts over 19 innings of work. Little spin back towards second, nothing going on. Last time out, July 2nd, Sunday against the Carolina Mudcats, hitting in two-thirds. Nothing but four walks on the pitching line. There's a throw out to second, and they got him. Betancourt picked off out there at second base. One gone on a base running mistake by the Ballers. Especially after Winyard just spun around back there. Guess Betancourt didn't think he'd do it again. He did. That's the result. So one down now. 2-2 here just misses upstairs to Glass. Count runs full 3-2. When you have a base running mistake like that, all of a sudden a double play ball gets you out of the inning. All it takes is a little bit of momentum to turn things around. Payoff pitch. Swung and missed. Glass down on strikes. Quickly, two gone. Final line for Cole Drake. Two innings, five runs, six hits, two walks, three strikeouts. 59 pitches, 38 of them finding the strike zone. Of course, still responsible for Lanzilli out there at first base. One of those three strikeout victims for Drake at the plate now. It's Drake Logan for the Ballers. First pitch from Winyard in for a strike. Nothing in one. Here come the raindrops. And with the rain out there behind the buildings in left field, Tartford sprinting down the right field line as we enter a rain delay here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Fans will start making their way up onto the concourse. As we said earlier, it's the scary rain showers when it's just out there and it's not going anywhere.
Usually moves one way or the other, but according to the radar here that I'm looking at,
it's around us. Hopefully we dodge a couple of these raindrops. again, it keeps boning. It's been boning south of us, and now it's kind of caught up and started to build with that rainstorm out there in left field. So we enter a rain delay here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the third. The Ballers have a 5-1 lead with two outs on the board. We'll step aside. We'll update you every once in a while as we can provide an update to you if we can. Start making its way onto the field. The mound and home plate circles both covered right now as the big cart comes out to cover the infield. In a rain delay here in Kannapolis, the Ballers lead the Wood Ducks 5-1. We'll step aside here in a rain delay on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Everything's down, but I can still hear myself in the headphones. Like, nothing's going out, right? Like, see, it's popping right there. So I've been very quiet and very clean. It's good. Even if I mute it, it's still...
I hope.
It's not a big deal. I'll just stay quiet.
Turn it up. Yep. Don't say anything. Just pop the mic.
And with it now, with it all.
Oh, you egg your things out. On the right side, right side, right side, right side.
Oh, yeah.
Right, see, now it's right. So I guess it doesn't. Yeah.
Okay.
But although I guess it's still picking up.
Right. I just wanted to make sure in between ending this stuff, but I didn't say anything. So.
That's hilarious.
One of those things you gotta figure out as you go along.
Oh my gosh.
I only said fuck a couple of times. So what is it? Say anything.
You mother.
Hey, Betancourt getting picked off in second. Dumbass, he just threw back there. What are you doing?
Never throw this way. That's it.
What?
The
plate? That's yours.
Oh, is it? Oh, is that one? Jesus.
Thank you.
Daniel, can you hear me?
we'll bring it to you starting at 5 o'clock here on the Baller Baseball Network. Good night.